The physical obstacle dealt to him became a challenge, but also motivation to excel at something in which today he is one of the best in the world. His inspiring story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Join Drovers and Dr. Dan Thompson for our third annual Feedlot Cowboy College on September 7th and 8th in Dodge City, Kansas. This two-day seminar, led by respected and knowledgeable industry experts, is filled with timely information for feedlot operators. Topics include animal health, low-stress animal handling, technology, and how to improve animal welfare. Attendance will also qualify you as BQA certified. For more information, visit droverscowboycollege.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
John Gilbert grew up in Fairfax, Missouri, while he was in elementary school. An event occurred that changed his life forever.
It was at age 9. I actually had a tumor. I don't know if it was my whole life or if it just came up out of nothing. We don't know. But it severed my spinal cord at T6, and I lost the function of my legs at age 9.
Although he was robbed of the use of his legs at an early age, perhaps his age helped him better adapt.
I had a great bunch of people around me, including my family, and I adapted really quickly because, I mean, I was young, so I really didn't know too much different. I mean, I can remember when I could walk, but rehab got me up.
But just a week into rehab, he met a new friend with a similar story. And that young man was playing wheelchair basketball. They invited John to come check it out when he healed from his surgery.
It's kind of funny. We were watching one of my future teammates flipped his chair, hit a bleacher, and had to go get 6 stitches. And my mom was like, nope, you are not playing this at all. And I begged. And she was just as competitive as I was. So she was like, all right, we'll give it a try, and haven't looked back.
Basketball was a great way for him to stay active. Plus, he found he excelled in the sport.
We actually traveled every weekend to Omaha for practice. Left at 6 a.m. every morning on Saturday, so all these kids are sleeping in. I was getting up at 6 to go play basketball. Did that every single week, and that's how I kept going and getting better.
But John did much more than just play basketball. His talents are truly world-class. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Salisbury, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.